Good morning. It's time to wake up. The world is waiting for you. I know you might not want to get up, and that's all right. Take a moment. You can keep your eyes lidded or fully closed if you'd like. Wriggle your toes. Take some deep breaths with me. In. And out. In. And out. Now shift your legs, your arms. Just allow yourself to start to really move, slowly bringing your body and mind together to wakefulness. Take another few deep breaths now. We can do it together. In. And out. One last big one. And when you let this one out, go ahead and let your eyes flutter open. In. And out. There we are. Pretty eyes open to the world. Go ahead and sit up now. Allow yourself to stretch. Reach your arms above your head and arc your back, feeling the stiffness of sleep being slowly stretched out of your body. There we are. Good job. If you need to, continue to stretch or massage any places that feel sore. And in the meantime, how about you throw the covers off and swing your legs over the side of the bed? No need to hurry. You have plenty of time. Even though I know you're probably dreading going to work, today is a new day. And you're going to get through it. I know that you can. You're setting yourself up for success this morning, one step at a time. And even though right now you might feel like it's all worthless, it's not. You're making the choice to make your day better, even if those things might feel small and insignificant. Use your favorite deodorant or body spray or lotion. Allow yourself that luxury, caring for yourself in small ways that all build up. A yummy, filling breakfast will give you the energy to move forward, to keep going throughout the day. And don't forget to brush those pearly whites of yours afterwards. And if today feels like it's going to be especially grueling, there's no shame in allowing yourself a little treat afterwards to look forward to. I know everything might feel hard, especially with how much is going on in the world and your life right now. But you can do it. You have been doing it. And I couldn't be more proud of you. And I know it's hard not to worry, not to agonize, but may I offer a small reminder? Over-worrying about the unknown outcome of something really only leads to more suffering. If you go into something expecting it to be awful and it isn't, you'll have suffered for no reason. And if it does end up poorly, you'll have suffered twice. So please, take the time this morning to care for yourself. And even if you can't do everything you want, if you don't have the energy, that's all right too. Even the smallest step, like wearing your favorite socks, for instance, can help. And I'll be here waiting for you when you get home. You've got this.